Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 17, 2021. My thoughts on Twitter March 17, 2021. Man exists on the highest developmental degree. When he starts correcting his relationships with other people, the other degrees, still, animate, and still, will instantly enter a balance. The world will calm down and become wonderful and integral. We are confident that by realizing green projects, we are conserving nature. However, it is not the global nature that we have to correct, rather, we must correct the person. All of nature is integral and interconnected on all degrees. The primary way out of any tragedy must be realization of evil of our relationships. We need more energy as we want to produce a greater variety of unnecessary products. By making the right calculation, we would have saved on excesses. But the ego will not allow us to do so. Knowing that we will die in a year will not help us change our behavior. I'm enjoying the right now, and that's enough. It's been 10 years since the tragedy at the Fukushima nuclear plant. But humanity does not learn lessons from tragedies. It learns only from blows. All the blows that humanity has undergone in times of war, catastrophes, and tsunamis, have accelerated the negative development. We continue to follow a flawed path. My new article on LinkedIn is Humanity Prepared for the Next Nuclear Disaster? A decade ago, the strongest earthquake ever recorded in Japan triggered a tsunami which struck off Fukushima's nuclear plant, killing more than 18,000 people and devastating entire towns due to the radiation leak. Today, the world questions what lessons were learned from it in order to avoid future catastrophes. Unfortunately, none. Instead of diminishing the potential risks, the world is increasing its warfare in a short-sighted and dangerous vision. Instead of global confrontation, we urgently need to build human connection as the most powerful weaponry for peace and security. If we fail to implement a change in our self-centered focus, we will continue heading down a path of prolonged suffering. Therefore, we need to realize the corrupt way we relate to each other, and construct new, positive relations of peaceful coexistence within society. The current global scenario is urging us to choose a more civilized, enjoyable, and wise path, a path of mutual support and care that will radiate the entire world as the most powerful force on Earth. Fukushima was the worst nuclear disaster since Chernobyl, but it seems this catastrophe has not left a special mark in the world's consciousness. Because one may ask, what can be done against the forces of nature? And at the end, the Japanese are a special people who have laboriously built a prosperous country despite suffering severe beatings and overcoming them successfully. There was no doubt they would recuperate from this blow, too. On the other hand, we do not see what unfolds in certain parts of the world as something that may also impact us. But eventually it will. Since planet Earth is round and operates as a complex system of dependencies, relationships, and interactions. In fact, if we were aware of our interconnectedness, we would learn from the difficult events that humanity has suffered and would be ready to change our selfish attitude and actions for mutual benefit. However, humanity in general does not see past disasters or conflicts as teaching experiences. The world has been beaten by multiple nuclear accidents and two world wars, but nothing has changed. 10 years have passed since the Fukushima nuclear disaster and there are still over 414 nuclear power reactors operating in 32 countries. They supply a tenth of the world's electricity, but if there was a true intention from the countries to get rid of nuclear reactors to avoid and mitigate dangers and threats, they would have already looked for alternatives. Nuclear technology is controversial but cannot be categorized as evil or praised as good, because the main question is about how it is used, the dosage and the intention behind it. A global estimation would reveal that we do not need the current reckless exploitation of natural resources for the sake of immediate profit, which affects us in the long term. If we were aware of it, we would limit our production systems solely to what is essential to our existence. Without making up our minds, without a broad vision for the future and the implementation of an international education program that will raise awareness of our deceitful behavior, we will not succeed. And as the world continues its business as usual, the next blow inevitably will come, forcing humanity toward introspection. The Green New Deals proposed by multiple countries promote social justice and environmental equity. But even though there are some positive measures behind those proposals, they are only shifting the focus from the main problem. The human being is the most harmful force in nature, even more so than a nuclear bomb, so what we need to fix is precisely human nature. Mutual hatred overflows at all levels, between people and countries, within societies. Humanity is acting in the opposite direction of nature, which is balanced and harmonious. Instead, we are moving away from each other, developing sophisticated means for mutual destruction. The exponential effect of this division within humanity is what causes wars and global crises. If we fail to implement a change in our self-centered focus, we will continue heading down a path of prolonged suffering. Therefore, we need to realize the corrupt way we relate to each other, and construct new, positive relations of peaceful coexistence within society. The current global scenario is urging us to choose a more civilized, enjoyable, and wise path, a path of mutual support and care that will radiate the entire world as the most powerful force on Earth. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what is the one thing that should be taught in school that isn't already? There should be more of an emphasis on friendship, to build friendly connections among all the students. We should focus mostly on how to positively connect the students in order to build a supportive society of happy and confident individuals. Ultimately, people should leave school with the feeling that their happiness and success in life depends on the extent to which they positively connect to one another. The goal of schools toward the students should not be profession-oriented, but to build happy, confident and successful human beings out of the students. If the students have to constantly sustain an array of egoistic relationships, where they each seek to maximize personal benefit at the expense of others, then they will never be truly happy, confident or successful in life. Also, we need to understand that today's generation is unlike any other, whereas we head into more globally interconnected and interdependent times than ever before. Likewise, we should learn how to realize such interconnectedness and interdependence positively in order to secure our happiness, success and confidence in a way that suits our current times. The professions we currently treat with primacy need to be reprioritized into second place, with the first place being given to positive human connections. When students go to school, they should feel comfortable and even willing to connect with the other students, and there should be no fear or criticism circulating between the students. In order to establish such a positive and supportive atmosphere for the students to develop their connections, the teachers first and foremost need to undergo a connection-enriching process where they learn how to relate positively to each other and to the students in order that the students feel a life of happiness, confidence, safety, balance and prosperity through participation in the creation of a society led by values of unity and mutual consideration. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Michael Leitman, on Quora: is dancing a spiritual thing? Dancing is very natural. It is the body's language. Where there are no words left to express ourselves, we dance. Dancing and singing stem from our desire to connect to the upper force, to our destiny, and to hope. The individualized form of dancing that has developed over the generations is an outcome of our egoistic development, where the more egoistic we become, the more our human activities, including dancing, become individualized. Dancing in groups and in circles gives us a feeling of connection to others, whereby dancing together, we become stronger and fuel ourselves with more intention and desire. Dancing together also gives us much greater strength than dancing as individuals, because a spiritual force dwells in our togetherness, which helps us overcome our egos. Thus, in such a setup, negative egoistic forces become positive forces that increase our connection. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, dancing is the expression of connection and love that has to ride upon division and hatred, like two poles. It is our work to connect these opposites, and dance emerges as a balance of opposite motions, such as drawing closer together and then retreating, and jumping up and down. It points to our nature as individual and separate beings created as such by nature, how we overcome and rise above that state, and our desire to become as one. Dancing with God is called the dance of the bride and the groom. God, or the upper force, is the groom, and we are the bride who brings ourselves into connection with God. We are then willing to do whatever God wants of us, devotedly, and that becomes our dance. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. The final C, the final breakaway from egoism. Question: when the people of Israel were coming out of Egypt, the sea parted before them. What does this mean? Answer: this is another final property. Therefore, it is called Yam Suf, the final sea, after which there is no return to Egypt. This is the final breakaway from egoism. There is no turning back. Before that, there are all sorts of doubts and problems. And then in the desert, there will be doubts and problems, but they already are of a different kind. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, April 15, 2019. Hebrew is a multi-layered code. Hebrew is the language of the spiritual worlds, of the spiritual forces that manage our world. Hebrew is a multi-layered code. It can be a representation of certain forces and their compatibility with each other, it can be a representation of intonations in their language, an emotional code, or an emotional record. In addition, in Hebrew there is danta, da'amim, flavors, nekudot, points, dargin, crowns, otiot, letters, and each of these components is seemingly a door to an enormous world. For example, when we enter the world of sounds through ta'amim, it opens through the five parts of the mouth, the five parts of the lungs, dental, palatal, guttural, labial, and lingual letters. And all this must be written down. In principle, if you do not know what man is and you are given the correct letter image, then you can use it to sculpt him from atoms. Question: suppose a musician looks at musical notes. He sings them internally and the music is playing inside him. And what does a person who looks at letters and words in Hebrew feel internally? Answer: divine revelation is felt. If man can reproduce inside what he sees even in a written text, and he penetrates inside through each symbol, then a new creation is revealed to him in a new way from each angle. He sees the integration of worlds. Question: why do you call Hebrew universal language and not Jewish? Answer: because it is about forces that impact our world and arrange it. Their mutual combination must be somehow expressed, reproduced, and conveyed. This is the reason for the multi-layered writing, horizontal and vertical lines, dots and connections. It is similar to how children are taught. But in fact, it is much more complicated internally. For example, what does a dot mean? It is a manifestation of the property of reception in the infinite light of the Creator, the attribute of bestowal. The horizontal line from left to right or from right to left symbolizes the light of Hasidim. The vertical line from top down or from the bottom up symbolizes the light of Chochmah. Each letter symbolizes a specific world. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, January 6, 2019. You are not the master of the world. Comment: The 10th commandment, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, his manservant, his maidservant, his ox, his donkey, or whatever belongs to your neighbor. And so on, repeats the essence of the previous commandments. My response: it is as if everything comes together here. That is, you must clearly understand that you are not the master of the world, you have nothing of your own. Everything you have is not really yours, so you cannot want anything. All in all, work with your desires only for bestowal. If you come to this, then you will become a human being. Question: does this mean not only not to use different types of desires of your neighbor, but, on the contrary, to fill them, and then you will become like the Creator? Answer: yes. Question: what can you fill your neighbor's desires with? Answer: with what the neighbor desires. Question: but he wants different things. How can I fill his desires? Answer: of course you cannot. Help him in general, direct him to the Creator. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, December 26, 2019. The world is all that I feel. The Book of Zohar, Yaira, item 114. When Adam HaRishon sinned, he sinned with the tree of knowledge of good and evil, as it is written, but of the tree of the knowledge. And he sinned in it and caused death to the whole world. The world is everything I feel. When, on a spiritual level, I started to use my egoism, then immediately my world, all my sensations were reduced from the huge, higher, immense, eternal, perfect state in which I was to a small, flawed, egoistic, dim, temporary world, which quickly ends with my death. This is exactly what happened in the sensations of people who fell from the spiritual level to the corporeal one. I feel the whole world inside me. Everything that enters my senses is formed, added up, integrated within me, and is given to me as a picture of my universe, my world, what I absorb into myself. If, however, spiritual sensory organs are formed in me and they are practically immense, then I seem to get out of myself, out of my limitations, and I start to perceive nature in its eternal perfection. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar, number 7. What should we do when we feel emptiness? Question: when I feel bad, I feel emptiness. What is the best thing to do in this situation according to the wisdom of Kabbalah? Should I change myself, change my thoughts, start reading something, listen to something, or think that it is from the Creator? Answer: when I feel bad, first of all, I begin to read the article "There Is None Else Besides Him" from the book Shemati. Then I read from the book of Psalms or listen to my favorite lessons. Overall, there are many articles and excerpts that can help us in difficult moments. But the best thing to do, if you can, is to immediately delve into the group, to connect to it, or to find some interesting lesson to listen to. In the past, when there were no computers, I used to write down parts of the lesson that I found interesting. But today you can just collect them on your computer or on your mobile phone. Press a button and read a quote or listen to part of the lesson and the bad mood you are in will immediately disappear without a trace. Question: does this mean that you have built a safety zone in advance? Answer: of course. If I know in advance that I will feel bad, I must make sure that I will be secure, just as we purchase insurance in our world, like health insurance, etc. I must do that, and then I seemingly make all the unpleasant events pass very quickly. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 16, 2018. To be or not to be like the Creator? Question: what would likeness to the Creator give me? Answer: a lot. Being like the Creator. Question: is it worth it? Answer: they say yes. comment. It is just that so little has been written about this. Very weak advertising. My response: the fact is that advertising cannot be given here because what can you offer now, in advance, before a person starts doing something for the sake of another? Comment: describe what a wonderful state it is to be like the Creator. So many different books have been written, but nothing about that. My response: a lot has been written. But all this will not give us anything and will not help us in any way. Comment: let us say that a person understands what it means to be a millionaire. Much has been written about this. My response: yes, and besides, he sees examples in front of him. Here, there are no examples, since the similarity to the Creator does not fit into our consciousness or into any examples of our world. Question: how can we, people, be? Something is demanded of us, but we do not understand what it is. Answer: that is why the Creator gradually develops us to a state so that we feel that we cannot live in any system of laws except love your neighbor. After all other laws simply do not give us the opportunity to exist. Question: are we being developed by the method of the opposite state? From denial? Answer: of course. Question: must we renounce our present state? Answer: it will be so that you will want to renounce it. Question: where is the freedom of choice here? Answer: freedom of choice is not here. It is out there, further on. Question: so, at these stages, does nature give us freedom? Answer: no. Here we are urged on, as they say with a stick, to happiness like little animals. To be or not to be similar to the Creator does not depend on us. All this is recorded in our program. All the same, we will come to this state. There are only two ways: fast and pleasant or long with suffering. So choose. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, December 26, 2019. Coming in contact with Kabbalah. Question: why do people who come even just a little in touch with Kabbalah start to change for the better within a few months? They come out of depression, interact better with the world around them, make peace with their enemies, and so on. Answer: the fact is that it gives them hope, shows them the light at the end of the tunnel, that life has meaning, has a continuation. That is, they reveal a broad picture, a panel of the entire nature of human interaction and how it all rises up to the next dimension. From CAB TV's Integral World, 1 March 7, 2018.